Medical assistance is a big chunk of Wisconsin's budget. In order to save money, some legislators want to limit how many people are in government health plans. Others say change the plan itself so sick people don't go without care. Helene Nelson heads the state's Department of Health and Human Services. She says HMOs could save the state $23 million once the transition to managed care is complete.
I personally firmly believe that if we provide people with the right care at the right time, in the right place, in the right way, in the long run, it will not only be better for their health, but it will be better for the taxpayers who have to pay for it because we avert more expensive care.
But dentists say switching to HMOs instead of a fee-for-service plan could be more expensive for them because of lower state reimbursement. Disabled people on SSI are also concerned. Hearing-impaired people worry HMO providers won't know sign language. Others, like David Dropkin, are concerned about HMOs in general.
Obtaining health care can be a confusing and complicated process. When I look at the managed care system, I see several layers that a member needs to go through to get approval for services they want.
But not everyone getting disability payments agrees that managed care plans are bad. Wayne Schick is a Milwaukee man who's had the AIDS virus for 18 years. The agency which helps him, Independent Care, uses an HMO. And Schick says it's much better than what he had.
Before I started with eye care, I was with the Milwaukee County Medical System. I'd been in and out of the hospital various times, come close to dying once, in and out of the ER for various health-related emergencies, and was being seen by 4 to 6 doctors per month.
The state will try voluntary managed care programs first and eventually make them mandatory for those on SSI. Milwaukee's pilot will begin later this year, followed by Madison and the Marshfield area. Shimei Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.